Dale, would you ask a prayer today?
Our kind Father in heaven, we're so grateful for the opportunities and freedoms that thou hast blessed us with. We're grateful for America and for the opportunity to own land and to participate in activities guaranteed by the Constitution. We're grateful for each person here who has demonstrated such a keen sense of service to others as we work to provide leadership for Deer Springs Ranch and those who have an interest there. We're grateful, Father, for the many ways that thou hast blessed each of us personally that we might have traveled here in peace and safety and be blessed with good judgment as we try to work out details on the budget and the management of this program. We're aware, Heavenly Father, of the benefit of harmony and agreement and concern for each other, and pray that thou would bless us with thy spirit. We pray that thou would bless the Bear family in their times of grief. They might be supported and sustained. Forgive us of our weaknesses and bless us with thy judgment, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Art, there's a card there that can be signed.
Yeah, I already signed it.
Okay.
Did you sign it?
Not yet.
I did, yeah.
You did?
Yes.
I got it. The boss signed it.
The boss signed it?
Yeah, I agree.
You're all boss.
We signed it.
Unfortunately, we lost one of our members this week. Everybody, I'm sure, knows. And I guess the funeral starts at 11. Mm-hmm. So let's do our best. If we can get through this, it would be great. So we could. It'd be nice for all of us to show up if we could. We have Larry Bear has given 8-10 years of his life on the board. He's very faithful to the ranch, and it'd be nice if we could, you know, get out and support him a little bit. So if anybody has anything else to say about Larry and his wife. Now's the time.
Well, and perhaps if we don't finish by then, we could take a break and go and then come back.
I don't know. What do you think?
The main thing is the budget, so we get that over with.
We get the budget over with. I think we can pretty much wrap it up. It'd be nice just to have a good meeting here. And I'll tell you what, I'm lucky to be here, and I just want to thank the good Lord that I am here, because last week it didn't look good. So I just let's just have a good meeting, get it over with. If we have any leftover business, which I'm sure we will, it'd be nice if, and I'm, Gerald will tell you, I'm as guilty as anybody. If we could, let's send him a little email. He gets the gold medal for answering emails. You know, he's right there. Every time an email comes up, he's right there. And I think if we can follow through with these emails, during, take one subject at a time, not going back and forth. Finish it up and be done with it. We can come in here, we can have a good meeting, we can be done with it. If we have any arguing about situations or discussions, we can do it before we get here. That way, emails aren't as harsh as, you know, sometimes we get excited and, you know, things don't go right. But I'm going to ask everybody here if they would try to at least look once every day or every other day at the email. The ranch does good. There's quite a few people here pay attention to it. But we have several board members, including me, that the email doesn't always get through or whatever happens, especially this last week. I apologize. But anyway, let's get on with it and see how far we can get on this. And there's several things in here that we've already discussed, which is, it's wonderful. Okay, the approval of November 9th meeting. Now,
can we do a
Jody's not coming.
Can we do the roll
Jody.
Call? I'm coming.
What's that?
May we do a roll call?
Yes. Roll call. Art Bortolani.
Joe Bose. Paul Brayton.
Patsy Clarkson.
Dale Clarkson.
Robert Allen.
Linda Alderman.
Jody Akers.
Nancy Brayton.
Candace Bose.
Frank Fulmer.
Sandy Clarkson.
Who's on the box?
Just Vance.
Is anybody in the speaker?
Just Vance.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was waiting for you guys to get done. It's Vance.
Shauna just arrived.
Okay, next approval on November 9th minutes.
I know we did this via email, but there's still some stuff missing on it. I have to say, really love the detail, Shauna, but the organization of the minutes is just too hard to read. And if we could keep them separated to how our agenda flows, we could read this easier. It was just...
Jody, what happened is the minutes came out the way they happened. Art wanted to do his before, so we jumped to the 9. There isn't a 5 because that's the list of responsibilities. There is no 5. So okay, we jumped from 4 till we go to 6. But we went in a different order. So all I did was put a number by the agenda item. So therefore, when you read the minutes, it doesn't look like it's in order because that's not the way it was.
Okay, but did you see the ones I corrected? I sent them back that were corrected, the numbers that we did have. But anyway, if we could put them in, like, it doesn't matter what order, but as long as we have, like, okay, areas of responsibility, forget 5, finance, and then do the stuff under finance, whatever we're talking about. But this was very difficult to read. We all agree kind of on that. We've talked about that. But I like the detail on it, but just if we make it a little bit more organized, it would be helpful. I understand from listening back to the tape that there was discussion about the contract for Paul and Nancy, but I don't see that in the minutes. Do you remember the discussion?
I don't write down every discussion that takes place unless we make a motion on it or we do something.
Okay, well, that was kind of an important one. So do you remember the discussion?
Do
you want to go back and add that in?
Yep.
So I wasn't here. I only heard a little bit of it. So if you want to input the words or whatever that was said.
Well, I don't think we need to reinsert, but I think we need to take that up right as soon as we get going here.
Well, it's just adding to the minutes.
Just add it to this month. It's fine. We're going to approve it or we're not going to approve it. We don't have to go back and, you know, I think everybody's on the same page with that. At least everybody I've talked to with email, and I think we're all, you know,
makes contract. Right.
Don't you feel like if we add it in,
this
boom,
time.
Done?
Sure.
Okay.
We have time, we don't forget.
So back to the minutes. Let's get, anybody make a motion to approve? I make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Okay, before we do that, another thing that I heard on the tape, but again, I couldn't hear it all very well. At this point, and this is pre-discussion of budget, and we can go into that during the budget, but if the conversation, again, including talking about the stipend, and that there was a point in the meeting that you said you weren't going to take the stipend?
No, my thing with the money, okay, has been voted in. I want to transfer that to a new subject for the ranch managers, okay?
So we want to eliminate the stipend?
Eliminate that, that's fine. I don't think that's necessary at this point, except for things like a decision came up yesterday. I had no way of calling, but we wanted to send flowers, okay? You know, I should have been able to say, okay, send them.
I did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Well, that's why I took a chance at that. I took a chance at that. But, you know, stuff like that, there should be some mechanism in case something like this comes up.
Or sure.
Just anything like that. But, no, I'm not in favor of paying the president. But I am in favor of using that money. It's already been voted in. The money, some way in the budget, I would like to see $4,000 a year go to the ranch managers for health retirement fund.
All
right. Paul will tell you, he cut his hand, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
It cost him $1,200 out of his own pocket. And here we are paying.
We have workman's comp.
I didn't file a claim. And that's for the ranch. I mean, really.
So anyway, you know what? That's here and there. But it'd be nice to have a little bit of money in the bank If you break a finger or you got to go, or you have a bad cold, you got to go to the doctor, we can write them out a check out of that. If they don't use it, it'll bill.
Well, that would be called a reserve account.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm trying to change the reserve and just move it over to what we can leave aside for that. Let's move on. We don't even need to do that today.
Well, but, I just wanted to add it to the minutes if that was said, but if you want to add it to this month, we'll just...
Yeah, we'll just add it to this month. And you already know where I stand. Everybody knows. Either we can vote on it or not vote on it. The big thing with that is that setting up that kind of account isn't that easy. It has to be, you know, it has to be looked at and
correct.
See what the standards are, what we need to do to make that a legal thing. So, that being said, everybody knows where I stand. Okay. Anybody want to second my motion to approve the minutes? I guess we're not going to approve them. Any reasons?
Well, I think there's still several errors in the minutes. And some of them were challenged. Some of them were challenged. And some, I don't know which ones have been rewritten. And yet the errors are not really worth fighting over. But my concern is if we go ahead and approve them, a year from now, somebody said, well, gee, it was in the minutes this way. So it's the hateful reaction later on that someone comes up and tries to prove a point because they thought it was in the minutes. Minutes generally are an indication of kind of the overall best efforts.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't try to hang people because of what the minutes said or didn't say. Generally, I think Sean has done a nice job of recording generally what happened.
And it's a job that I wouldn't want.
There are some specifics in there that are in error. And so my concern is whether we approve them only so somebody can create bad decisions later on as a result of some of the things that's in the minute. So generally, I think Shauna has covered most of the things, but there are several errors or things that could be misleading to people if they're looking for trouble or trying to prove a point later on.
Could you give us the main points? You know, if we need to move on, so let's bring up the points real quick, and if it's an error, then we can straighten it out.
We'd spend half the minutes, the meeting, Art, so
he brings up a really good point, and that's why I brought the two things up, too, because, yeah, you're right, Gail. This is supposed to be like the general idea of what happened, what transpired. It doesn't have to be who said what said what said. But I'm, again, not seconding your motion to approve it, because it is our legal document for later. And if we do have to go back a year from now and look at it, we have to know that what was said and what was written in the minutes reflects what was said and done here at the meeting. So that was my concern as well. There are some little things left that I saw, but not enough to have to go over except for the two things I brought up. And whether we do that now or add it to this meeting, I'm okay with. But I understand your point, and I see that.
And we also
have our recordings to go back to if we really need to get technical later. But I want to try to keep them as accurate as possible with what was done here at the meeting.
Okay.
I'd like to see a motion in the minutes that you are taking the stipend out, and it's been approved that it's gone. But it's not in here, so I don't want to approve it until it is.
Okay.
And the retirement,
it's
a different story.
Right. So it's a whole different ballgame.
So until that's in there, I don't.
But there was no motion.
I know. I'd like to see that motion in the minutes before I approve it.
Well, you can't. So you have. Well, we had discussion.
We could make.
So the next thing
this
is
point.
This. At
the,
and at
finish it up this month, rather than go back and we accomplish the same thing. I make a motion that we strike that off the. When was it? August that it was voted
August,
in?
Yes.
Voted in August last year.
Make a motion that we dissolve it.
I'll second that motion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Second. Yeah. Vote on. Everybody in favor?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
It has to do with the minutes. Isn't that why you send them out in an email so that?
That's why I do it. So if I put my first ones out, and if I miss things, that's your opportunity to come back and say, this is what's wrong. Send it back to me. If you're gonna complain about it, write it yourself.
That's a good point. And I think what we need to do too is, and Vance, he sits there week in and week out, and he doesn't know when the minutes are coming. He doesn't know when stuff is going to get done. I think we need to set a time limit when those minutes go out. Then a couple of days that we can adjust if there's any problems, like what Jody and Dale said, we can adjust it during the week. But we need to have that out in a week just to be fair to Vance.
And then they're all approved over the email, and then you come here and ratify that approval
at
this meeting.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that is a good point, because I've talked to Vance quite often, and it's like it's frustrating, you know, especially to him. I mean, he's not getting paid to do this, and he's sitting there. He's got other lives, other things to do as well, you know. And by God, it's not an easy job, and he needs to be able to depend on us as the board members to say, "Hey, here it is." So if we can work on that, Shauna, anybody that wants to help with the minutes, it's a big job. It is a big job. You know it. You've done it.
Yeah.
And Shauna, if you need help with that, just let somebody know, and we'll try to give you a hand with it, because you've got your own life as well. Okay, I'm done talking. Financial report. Are we going to approve the minutes or not? No? If we don't, can we get it taken care of this week real early on and be done with it?
Well, once we get through this meeting, we should be able to approve those.
Okay.
Okay.
Good deal.
That should work.
You're up, Jody.
Linda first.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Your copies of the financials are right there on the end of the table by you, Art, if anybody needs. I did send them out by email day before yesterday, I think, or yesterday. Right now we have about $7,000 in the bank. That's it. That's including all of the accounts. We've done well not to go over. We are expecting still a check from Doug Hunt for $6,000. That'll bring us up to 13 that we can work with for the end of the month, and that should be fine.
Just a side note about Doug Hunt, if you could keep him in your thoughts and your prayers. His wife is battling cancer, and he's got a respiratory.
Yeah, he's really sick.
Ill, and it's kind of a.
I talked with him a couple of days ago.
Just real quick.
He's sick and she's on.
Welcome
she's
to the holidays, huh?
Say what?
Tell you what.
I said she's in chemo and he's sick.
Yeah.
So that's like way bad.
Which is not good for them together.
I've done the best I could to help him. He still had some cows out there, and I got them corralled and fed.
You basically saved the cows' lives. Yeah. And they would have never survived without Paul.
Yeah. So.
Also, we have sent out the. I have sent out the invoices for next year's assessments, and we already have about 12 of them. So
that's part of our 7,000.
That's a good start, yeah.
That is part of our 7,000?
No.
Oh,
I have
separate. You
no,
them?
They're yeah.
Good,
I enter them in the books for the 1st of January.
Good. Okay.
So they don't show up on this budget, but we are starting to get payments in. So that I'm less nervous now.
And we still have AmeriGas to pay.
That was paid.
That's paid after the 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we have was there. Oh, one more invoice, and everything of the major bills is already done.
Pretty much, yes. There's a few that will
be paid. The phone, we paid.
I think we're good.
The non-American. Oh, that's good. Okay. All right. Yeah, I looked at the bank last night. It was different. So. Okay.
Well, that's because it's a work in progress.
I do my reports,
and the bank is still functioning, so it is always. It is never exact.
But gotcha.
That's all I have, unless there's any questions.
Okay. You got anything to add there?
Mm-mm. She covered it.
Move on down to the ranch report.
Are you talking about finance thing?
You still have something?
Well, if you have it in front of you, I put a tick on these items.
Uh-huh.
Maybe somebody has an explanation on.
Is that on your balance sheet?
That's on the check register.
Check register.
And the check register.
I didn't print any of those out. I sent them by email. The check register, yes.
I got a balance sheet. I don't have a check.
I don't either.
So well, anyway,
it was sent out by email.
There's $996 with no explanation other than it went to the auto company here in town. And on down.
Oh, that's MD Auto. Those are tires.
MD Auto.
Yeah. Is that what you're speaking of?
Yeah.
Those are tires.
Tires.
Yeah, he can explain that.
Tires for the ranch truck that were approved.
They have summer tires on the ranch truck.
You know, I've driven vehicles for a few years, and I've never changed tires from winter to summer. And if you want to spend money on that, that's okay, but I think that it's unnecessary and it's wrong.
We still have the old tires?
Yeah.
Is that on the new truck?
Yeah.
When you mentioned it to me, that upset me to begin with. You get a new truck, and then the first thing you do is take the good tires off and put in...
The tires that were on there were not made for mud and snow?
And all tires are made for mud and snow.
These were...
I use the same one for 50 years.
You may, but he has to pull people out of the mud and out of the snow, and I don't think you do that.
You do it.
And I didn't make that decision on my own, just so you're aware.
Okay.
Well, I have a question on that. I don't know anything about that. So how was that made at the last meeting? I wasn't here. I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't made at any meeting.
So shouldn't that something be something that we all go through before it's authorized? Or?
Yeah.
Well, I made the suggestion that it should have mud and snow tires on it. I didn't make the suggestion that we should go ahead and buy new ones. I did agree that I showed him the kind of tires that I have, the kind of tires that he has, the kind of tires that he had on there. If someone got stuck and he had to pull them out, then we had to send a third vehicle out to pull both of them out. But I didn't say go ahead and buy them, but I was in favor of having mud and snow, yes.
So I think something on that kind of a scale, we should probably, if we think it's a good idea, bring it back to board meetings. As a treasurer, I got to know what's being spent because I got to know where it's coming from, and we adjust somewhere else because you know the budget is kind of like a live entity; it changes month to month as we go along. And there are going to be things that come up that are important that we need to pay for. I need to know how to accommodate for that. But I kind of agree with that. Even street tires, if there are street tires on that truck, sidewalls are not going to be good enough for the roads that we have, and you could puncture through a sidewall.
Well, the problem is I live 12 miles off the pavement.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's mud and there's snow and there's sipes that go out of the side of the I mean, these guys saw it. They said, hey, you know, we recommend you get tires. That's the only reason I got tires.
We did that. We can change the way we do business next time. It's too late now, and I think Dale's got a good point, too.
Yeah, I'd say
I got that. It's a good point for all sides. We need to let people know, and even if it's not brought up at the meeting.
We can email on that one.
Yeah, we can email that one out. We should have. You're right.
Say, I've spent as many hours out there as anybody, and I've never changed tires.
I don't either, but
and
you know,
I've pulled as many people out as any of you, and I still get around, and I think it's object to that.
Well, one thing I want to make clear, and I'm sure Joe will go along with this, it was not the ranch manager's fault. We kind of left it, they're not good tires for out there, and that's the way we left it. And I guess he's got a budget, and money was spent. Right.
And I agree the same way. Before we get to another thing, I think the Kubota was a terrible mistake made, not by the ranch manager, but I was one that stopped at Ahern's and said, hey, what does it cost for a clutch and to change it? And they gave me a figure. The next thing I knew, somebody had authorized Ahern to come over and pick up the Kubota, take it over, and mess things up with no organization at all to the tune of $5,000.
Well,
now, that's wrong that we're so unorganized and uncommunicated that we allow things like that happen. So
I thought we were clear that we had to get the four-wheel drive fixed right away.
This is
last year.
Oh,
okay.
And that was, I looked that up last night. I have the invoices with me, and that was $3,600 to get on the Kubota, but none of it was on the clutch or the four-wheel drive at all. And I've got that outline and the parts. I've got that for you if you want to see it.
No, I didn't understand what you just said.
Oh, the invoices that were spent last year on the Kubota in 2013, you're talking about when Mark took it and got it fixed?
Okay.
Yeah, and none of that was on the clutch or the four-wheel drive, and I have the copies of that invoice of what we paid with us.
Oh, no, they totally rebuilt it. It was all on clutch.
Oh, this is Ahern that did that.
All on clutch.
Okay, so we spent,
$9,000.
Okay, because in the financial report, our profit and loss, it shows like $3,200 went to Kubota Repair last year, so I don't know where that other Ahern went. The bill was posted. It could have been in the tractor, maybe. Okay, go on. I'll figure that out later.
$896 of that for MD was the tires. There was $100 for, there was a problem with the trash trailer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know exactly what. I have trash trailer jack installed.
Mm-hmm. And flat tire.
So to recoup some of that money, can we not sell those tires?
So we should sell those tires and recoup half that money.
No, what tires?
The ones he took off that were.
Yeah, you'd get $50 for
that. Was our plan.
You might get 100 a piece for them.
Well, what's the tread left?
Paper.
How much?
They're 80%, and I planned on selling for $200, I think was a good number that we came up with.
So that drops that down to 7 something.
Yeah.
I'm just going to mention two or three other things on this. There's a Settler's Cove for $426. It'd be nice to know what it was for.
That's the one that gripes me.
The what?
That's the one that gripes me. Is the tire for the grinder. That has been nothing but trouble. But yeah, that's what that is, right?
Didn't they make that right?
They're supposed to be reimbursing the 6 times that it went.
And they did.
To, right.
They reimbursed us $600.
So the $400 is actually
$200 plus.
So, Danny Button kind of made it right for Deer Springs.
And why is $200, right?
Right.
UPS 266.
That's the water sample.
Why do we have Frank Edwards? What do we do with Frank Edwards, $700?
That's parts plus. That's
what?
Parts plus. And in this case, the 700, there's things like, I mean, they get a lot of things there, including an antifreeze for the cabins and car parts and things like that. That's parts plus over there by Family Dollar. So are you asking me then to list everything that this is spent on? Is that what you want? Because you didn't make that clear before. You said you wanted to know who they went to.
Well, the reason the board even asked for it to begin with is if we're responsible for making some kind of budget decisions or expense decision, if we're responsible, don't you think we should know if $1,000 is written out as to what it's for? If somebody should say to Art, why did you spend $1,800 at the lumber yard? What was that for, Art?
Yeah. We need to be able to answer those questions.
Do you know, Jody, what that was for? $1,800 at
Lumber Plus.
Lumber Plus. We as a board should know what that was for.
Okay, Lumber Plus and Parts Plus, both of those, if I can't fit them on this paper. If you want an accounting of those, then the treasurer has that accounting of those and can share that with you. I can too, but if you want it on this, I get 6 invoices each month from Lumber Plus.
This is a message from Dave Turley. He said this is really staticky and he can't. So he called and...
Can you bring them up? With your iPhone?
If I could add just a little bit to what, because I turn in these invoices, right. I turn in receipts. You know, the $1,800, a lot of it is cabin maintenance, anywhere from lumber to screws, nails, parts, tools. You know, it's a broad range.
We go through the receipt and right next to each one, whether it was cabin maintenance.
And this
cabin
is
supplies,
where that information is,
or whatever.
Is the bigger part of that $1,800 for materials for the front porch on the shop?
No.
What?
All that was at Reed Heads and the farm store was $300 for...
I don't know how to do this. He says try to FaceTime
him. I'm going to try and FaceTime
him. Paul's going to do it. He has done that before.
So suggestion, Dale, maybe... instead of getting the profit loss at the meeting and the check rate, well, you got the check register. What?
I sent them out yesterday.
And she sent the profit loss yesterday.
Okay, yeah. So maybe you should profit that for a week.
This went at the same time.
Yep.
But
yep.
Maybe if we bump the time back a week before the meeting, give you time to review what your questions are, you can email it to me or Linda. We can look it up on QuickBooks. And then also, if we can't decide for what department it came from or where it came from, we can ask Paul, and then we can get an answer back to you on the email.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
The reason I'm asking this is today was a budget meeting. And if we don't know where we've been...
We do know where we've been.
That's what this is.
We do know that. But if you have questions about that stuff, maybe we can answer that a week before.
Can you hear?
Right. Do you have another copy?
Yeah, we can do that.
There's also an $8,000, a check for $8,000 on this check register.
That's for the truck, wasn't it?
That was fuel.
Yeah.
For the what?
What department is it under, hon?
That's for fuel.
Oh, fuel.
It says right next to fuel.
$8,000 for fuel, is that?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fuel?
It's all fuel. It's the red diesel and the unleaded.
And we filled tanks up there the last month?
Yeah, we filled them up for the winter, right? Is there another one of these?
So we can answer all those questions for you. If we send it out a week ahead, you can ask the questions. We can get those answered for you so you'll know.
Should the board members know or care?
I would think they want to know and care, but also know that every month I go through that after I get the entries from Linda. I get the update and I go through it. And we also always prepare those three-year comparisons. So now we have 4 years of comparison data. So we know where we stand. We know what our actual is. We know what our average is. So, and you know as we're sitting here that anything's in question that I see it. And I'll call Linda and say, hey, what's this? What's this?
She does.
And I call her all the time, so I keep up on that as best I can. We have a month the latest when she does the entries for this month. So like from whatever happened from yesterday to the end of this month, I won't get till January's meeting. So we have like a 30-day delay, but we stay up on that pretty good. But whatever you need to know, email and we'll let you know what it is.
Okay, can everybody move to the balance sheet then? Let me just give you the take marks. You can ask questions or whatever. I put down a question on accounts receivable, $5,800. Mm-hmm. I moved down to farm equipment, that we have $152,000 in farm equipment. We have a Dodge for $5,000. We have other assets of land, $15,000. Maybe some of you would like to know what those are or what they really mean. And let me then go on into the profit and loss and just tick a few items.
On this balance sheet, you brought that up at the last meeting, and I just haven't had time this month to correct some of these things that you brought up, just because I was doing all the invoices and things for December to get those out, so I wasn't able to get at that.
To help on that, here's some, and I'm asking why these are not, I don't understand. That should be one for you, Robert. Pass that on around to Jody. Either these are grossly in error, or our bookkeeping is in error. And when we talk about, I think you may come back and do some of those things.
So where did you pull this information from?
I made it up myself.
So the numbers you've taken, what? Where did you pull the numbers from? Okay, well... Are you referencing this in comparison to what the balance sheet shows?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the balance sheet and how it's put together. This is not like in QuickBooks, you enter everything into a category. When you get your invoice, you enter it into a specific category. Once you do all that, you have all your data for the year. At the end of the year, and like at the end of the year, the accountant, like Niall, will go through and do our closing entries to put things where they need to be, which shows what's responsible, what comes up on the balance sheet. So taking this from your head to figure out the numbers, not knowing like if there is errors in posting, we're not going to know that from here, Dale, so I don't understand this.
I didn't suppose you would understand that.
Well,
let me say that.
I would understand that the viability of this.
The assets of the company have been there for 30 years. This is not your problem. I think this is the problem. The balance sheet has read this way for 20 years. Is it accurate? I think it is grossly not accurate. Is it time that we say, gee, our balance sheet should be honest and reflect what the company owns or has?
Well, that would be something the accountant would do.
No, he won't do anything other than you tell him what to do.
No. Well, I give my books
are
to
you
my
saying? Accounts. Are you saying that we have $160,000+ in ranch equipment up there?
No, I'm not saying anything because I don't know that off the top of my head.
Are you
but
saying?
But I'm saying that the accountant was the one that would do that at the end of the year to put it in the categories to do the ending year entries that adjust the balance sheet. She can't do that. I can't do that.
As you send these out, this is supposed to be sent out to our membership throughout the world. And the membership throughout the world, it said that there's $15,000 worth of land. Now, is that
right,
is
right.
2,000 acres only worth $15,000?
I understand your point. Yeah. But this is something and that's over our responsibility.
That's why I'm bringing it up, Jody.
We need an accountant to help us do that, to fix.
Yeah.
And that would be like now would do that.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
But
I don't see the relevance of those. But this is your estimate.
Why not? Do you see something on there that's an error?
I wouldn't know because this is off the top of your head. I have to go through Christmas.
No.
Except for maybe the cabins. And the cabin one's worth it.
Well, give me a month. We'll figure it out.
The cabins are not off the top of my head. There are cabins up there.
Yeah. I think it's close, actually.
It might be close.
I mean, I don't think anybody would dispute that. For years, in fact, 10 years ago, it was worth this.
It's conservative.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it usually is when you're talking about
the. No, it's conservative.
Yep.
It's just that reflects more what the company is and has, not the existing balance sheet.
What are you suggesting we get an appraisal?
I don't think you need any appraisal.
Well, if we're going to be accurate with it.
Well, we do need that audit. The audit would do that and help sort all these things out, which we haven't done in how many years?
If you want to spend $10,000 to get an appraisal.
All I can say
is that
you are very conservative with these figures.
You know what those values are.
Well, I hear you're saying the cabin one's worth $75,000. If that thing burnt down, you couldn't replace it for $75,000.
You couldn't replace it for $200,000.
That's conservative.
Yeah. That's what we're right on track with being conservative.
It's more than conservative.
Yeah.
So, Joe, don't you think our members who haven't been here for 10 years would like to know that the company has assets, that the company has some value? We've put a lot of money into this thing over the years, and it has value. And I think that our documents going out to our membership, which should be going out sometime soon, it should reflect good judgment from you and us as board members. And it does not.
Well, there's no question. This is more accurate than
the present time than we're
putting out.
Personal,
this is much more accurate.
The personal property reports that come from the county are quite low compared to what the actual appraised value would be. It keeps our taxes low. That's one thing to consider as well. Just like on property values, they'll have them lower than normal, so you're not paying as great a taxes. But as far as is entering these in, this is a reflection of everything that goes through here, and it has been since 2003 when we started. That's I think, one of the problems with the balance sheet is that it starts when you set it up, and it just continues to roll over. But I don't ever enter into anything into this. QuickBooks is what enters into that.
I'm just saying that.
Well, you know what?
It happened many, many years ago before many of you even joined the company. And it's
well, 2003 is when this
still
started.
Well, no. There was
the QuickBooks.
There was bookkeeping before that.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? This is a good point, because I'm not saying this is how it works, but let's put this out here. We started the QuickBooks in 2003. The historical data that happened prior to that time will not show up in here, except for whatever information was given to them when they first set it up. So that's very interesting. We have to look at that. And Niall was here in 2003, right?
He'd been the accountant for 40 years.
So he would know this, yeah.
And so my question is, does the board today want to put out an accurate statement or a false statement?
Well, I think everything should be accurate. Do you guys agree with that?
I'm in favor of that.
I mean, it might increase our taxes, That's the game you play with the IRS.
Yeah.
You know, you increase your value, you pay more taxes.
So you want to estimate cabin one as $75,000?
No, let's not go there.
No. This is what he's saying is that this is a lot more accurate than what we're putting out. And I'm just looking at it, I don't see anything that's off base in here.
I'm going to give this out so all of you can study it.
Yeah. You were real conservative with this stuff. Yeah.
So we should think about putting another budget item on here as far as paying Niall extra to go in there and review our balance statement and review our financials to see how to make this more accurate and what he can give us a report on it.
And what the ramifications are going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
if any. As far as the county is concerned, probably wouldn't make any difference.
So if that's what you want to do, and I think probably a good idea, then I make a motion that we give the books over to Niall for a little bit, and he will do the year-end entries anyway in January. Give the books over to him and let him look through this and get us maybe up to speed better on our balance sheet.
I think this influences, Jody, the fact that we're dead broke. We have no assets to our membership in the world. Are saying that, gee, this is a terrible program, that we have no assets, we have no money, and we're begging people if they would send in some slightly used mattresses or slightly, I'm very upset and have been, not against Nancy at all, but for a company, a corporation that has assets and has a future and deals with the public, to say we're so broke that we'd like for you to send us your used pots and pans.
We are a nonprofit, you know.
I think I put new.
It has nothing to do with it.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
We don't have to make a lot of money.
It doesn't make any money.
We do have assets, but I don't think that's a problem.
I'm saying the board needs to make smarter decisions than.
Yes,
I agree with Dale. That we have $5 million worth of assets, and we're having trouble paying our bills. That is not right. It's not being smartly run. We got to figure out ways to bring especially on the cabins.
Well, so rephrase that. We're not having trouble paying our bills. We do stay within the budget, and we have for the last, six years, we haven't had a $30,000.
If we gave Paul free run to fix everything that needs to be fixed, we'd be broke tomorrow.
Exactly, we can't do that.
Yeah,
we have to be responsible and stay within that budget.
Yes,
well,
we've got to be responsible.
It ties in with another thing that she's saying the government is telling us we have to have a reserve to maintain our cabins, to maintain our fences, to maintain everything. It's in the minutes. And we do not have money to do those things, even on a daily basis, let alone setting aside money for what we may need to do 5 years from now.
I think we're on the same page.
There's a thread of logic on this thing.
We need to figure a way, and this is not a good time to be even, you know, we need to, behind the scenes, figure a way to take care of it. You know, and start running like a real business and not like we're winging it all the time.
And being
new on the board, I'm amazed at some of the stuff that has gone on for 10 years. You know, bringing up that point is excellent. We need to start now doing everything by the book as a business. And I think Dale's right. I think he's right. You know, we're winging it.
Let me go ahead.
Mark,
Okay, you guys, this is why you guys are going to have to save taking your own minutes if you did this way, because here's what happens. Back. We made a motion. No, was second. There was no vote. There was nothing. So now it goes or it dies or it does something.
Well, that's what I was trying to say.
Somebody take charge. Let's step one thing at a time. Let Dell finish his thing. If you're going to make a motion, then stop and make the motion, because this is where it gets confusing. Okay.
It is getting confusing because we're jumping from one thing to another.
Well, no, we're evaluating the budget as a basis for some big decisions that we need to make motions on and do things.
Yep.
Well,
let me walk through another. If all of you put your budget, your profit loss in front of you. I put a check mark by the $6,000 that went to Kubota. But more importantly, this report shows another $10,000 went out on automobile expenses for a total of $21,000.
Much of that happened at the beginning of the year.
That just last year we spent $21,000, and the problem is down near the bottom, there's another $2,862 that says tractor grader repairs. So that means $24,000 went out on vehicles, so out of our low budget, and we're talking about a budget for the next year, and I don't think any of us realized that we had spent $24,000 this last year, and I think to make a good budget, we need to understand why, and I guess this is right, it's the one that was printed and handed out, and why is this tractor repair up higher, along with the vehicle repairs, that it's kind of hard for me to read and understand why these things are put together this way. And if we can correct them, then let's correct them. That's my only
point. I think that's another mile job. Excuse me, another mile job. Because you're right, all the vehicles should be under vehicles, and they should be itemized out. Like this year is the first year we've itemized out the Kubota, and the truck needs to have its own category. The tractor grader needs to be lifted up into vehicle expenses, maybe not call it auto expenses, but vehicle or machinery expense. We could definitely use some category changes.
Yeah.
And that would be something that Miles could do.
I can do that.
I'm not wanting to fight over these things. I wanted mainly to call your attention to them, and then you decide. Go down to cabin supplies. This budget shows...
What page you on?
Page two. About the middle of page two, it says cabin supplies. It shows $2,300 with nothing in the budget, and that we spent 100% of the budget.
Well, cabin supplies in our budget is combined with cabin maintenance. So we have the $10,000, and that includes that both of those. That's another one that needs to be moved.
Well, yeah. As I read it, I just said, "Well, gee, we had nothing budgeted for cabin supplies. We spent $2,300, and it said
the budget you gave me was $10,000 to work on the cabins, do everything on the cabins. So I've itemized it for you, so that you can see where that money went out to furnishings, toilet paper, paper towels, and other supplies. So,
okay,
but
just
it's all under $10,000.
Just above that is $10,000, and okay. We spent $5,700 up there.
$6,800. Actually,
so you're at $6,800 plus the
$2,300. So the total is
$6,800.
We're still under the $10,000.
These both go together.
And is the $2,300 added to the $6,800?
Yes. That's all under the $10,000.
So she left us a minus balance, and then she's subtracting again the 23.
I entered in the budget into QuickBooks the way it was given to me, and it was $10,000 to work on the cabins. And so I've itemized them so that you would see where those went.
So under cabins, it shows that we're under budget by $4,000.
Yes.
And we're really not under budget. We're just about on target.
Yeah, we're about on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're
looking at the
sixes. We only have like $600 left.
we go down then to.
No, we're like $9,200, so we're very close to the 100%.
Right.
So.
The fuel. showing we spent $11,000 on fuel last year. I don't know that we're running that much around on the ranch. I don't know. Brent brought out that part of that was for the generator. Is it for generator? Is it for the vehicles? We didn't use the tractors hardly at all this last year.
A lot of that fuel was spent at the beginning of the year.
We had a theft of a bunch of fuel. And then, I remember that.
We don't, in July is when we put locks on the fuel.
Yeah, it was some stolen before that. And it doesn't take much to...
It was empty in July.
Yeah. So it was stolen. And did we do a police report on that?
How can we prove it was stolen?
Yeah, you can't prove that.
Because it was empty. And nobody was using them. Just like you said, the tractor wasn't being used. Nothing was being used.
Well, the vehicle that was being used on the ranch was all diesel.
There was no lock on it, so...
I put a tick by tools. We budgeted $1,500 and we spent $5,700 for tools.
You want to tell them why, Paul?
I think we went over that last week.
Over that last month.
I didn't spend $5,700 on tools, but I will tell you, I'm actually in the process. I almost got it complete. I got all the hand tools and whatever else in the tool shed accounted for, but there's hardly anything there. I mean, over the last 5 years, I've probably spent $10,000-$15,000 on tools. And
but didn't you just purchase more this year?
I did,
year?
Yeah.
But not $5,700.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
It's,
but there should be some now.
We're starting to rebuild, and I have my tools.
Well, we're not counting your tools. Did you bring in the list and the pictures of the past ones that that you were on your list to do?
I need to get with Brent to go over the inventory I did before I left because it's a different picture at the ranch right now.
Yeah, would you be okay with tabling that for now? Because we're not going to make the funeral if we don't move on. And I think that's probably as important, if not more. And then we get out of here on time to do that.
We need to get this budget done this meeting, and now we have an hour left to do it.
Yeah. If we can at least get on the new budget. And we can sit down behind the scenes again, and you can bring up this stuff by email. And so far, everything you've said has been right on the money.
You look at these numbers, and they're disgusting.
They're confusing.
Well, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
You look at 20,000 plus spent on the equipment and it wasn't used.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with that picture.
Well, there was something wrong. Well, no question.
Well, that's why I just wanted to point out we've spent lots of hours this last year fighting about fencing. The budget here shows that we're right on target, that we did not exceed.
We're not on target with the fencing. We're not even close. I know Paul and I walked just the short.
No. The budget says we had $10,000.
Only
we spent less than $10,000.
You should have spent it.
And the board has wasted hundreds of hours arguing about fencing while we're on budget.
We are at budget because we didn't pay you the second half of the invoice yet that you said you didn't want paid for anymore. But we have that issue, and we also have the road issue that went $9,000 over budget. So the point is that this year when we have the budget, and we're going to set the budget, that we stick within that budget so we know what's being accounted for, and we know what's being spent, and we don't have those issues. Let me bring up another point on that. The reason why we're okay and we have money a little bit left to go into next year is because we didn't have the breakers all year. We had a salary of $25,000 going for the management. Now this year, it's going to be different. We've got that $5,000. We ain't got any wiggle room left this year. We have got to stick with the budget that we set today and keep it that way and not go over on any category, or we're going to be in trouble next year. We need to keep that in mind when we make this new budget, when we go through this. So, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Your points are well taken, for sure. And, I mean, it's confusing to me the way that this thing was split up with the cabins especially. But let's move on.
Mark, if you're ever confused, give me a call.
Yeah.
Just
a few things that Dale brought up, I saw what he was getting at with it, and it is confusing.
Same thing, Dale. If you have any questions on that, give me a call or send me an email. I'm glad to have
you. We can change for the better here without any hassle, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, are we still on the top 10? Are we going to the top 10, or where are we going from here?
I can just quickly go over. Part of my top 10 list is kind of brought up by you guys, the board, and it's kind of tough when we're not getting any response. So, you know, just through your daily emails and whatever, if you think of something, just say, hey, you know, let's think about doing this. You know, there was talk about doing some brush hogging, and, you know, I got, you know, 25, 30 hours in on the brush hog before the snow came or the rain, and without four-wheel drive, I kind of hesitated going into certain areas. But, you know, the top 10 list, I could come up with some lists myself. There's plenty of work, but, you know, I just want some input from you guys. Part of my top 10 list, I think, was fencing. And I don't know if you can see my maps up there. I had Vance Green kind of zoom in on the association acreage, really so you can get a better look at fencing. And, you know, fencing is kind of a big deal when you're talking about zones. And, for example, here's the meadow right here. And there's some areas. Green is good. Green and black needs a little tune-up. And red just kind of indicates that needs some serious work. You know, not a lot of it is accurate. You know, Art and I spent a lot of time walking a lot of this. We actually walked the whole fence around the reservoir, and a lot of the fences are there, but they're quite old. So coming up with a fencing plan, you have to start off with what do we have, and where is it at, how much is it going to cost, what's the footage, those types of things. But I think, you know, wintertime's a good time to sit down and see what we have, kind of organize and plan out. You know, if we have a allotted amount, that's what we're going to spend. These are the areas that we need to spend it. Instead of here, just kind of wherever.
Yeah, we definitely need a set plan.
Right. So, you know, working with you guys, I spoke with Dale a little bit on certain fences, but I'd like to work with you guys more, and I'd like to walk it with you. I think you guys should see what it is. You know what a post looks like that was actually cut with an axe.
I would say
it's kind of neat to see.
Almost killed me.
Yeah, hike with this guy.
Oh, I know. I've hiked with Dale before. He's probably the best one of the bunch.
So that's kind of what I've been doing. I've been doing some inventory on what we have at the ranch, and I'd like to get a copy. I don't know if Brent has it still, but of what we had when we left.
I emailed it to Linda.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Sean, do you have a problem that Dale and I and Paul take care of the fences?
No, why don't we just make a motion that you guys should go over the aisle, that you take over the fences. Who's going to be in charge of it?
Dale, no, he could probably pretty much map that out right now.
But I think efficiently to really meet on a regular basis and say, hey, this is where our problems are. This is where we should focus.
He pointed out when we were walking the same area that you said had to be fixed. And some of the fence that goes up over towards your place, just it would be a waste of time to be doing anything with it. It's just not.
I think one thing, I've ridden every one of those fences on horseback.
Yep. I know you have. That's why I said you could probably. That's why I think that, you know, we should take over that part. You know, I love to hike, so he'll tell you.
I wish I could make a motion, but I can't. But, you know, I'd like to do this. I mean, we've talked about it, and, you know, I think I've started something with. I gave you a copy of the maps. I have another copy that I take with me, and just I mark just certain areas and.
You make a motion. I
can do that. I will make a motion that Dale be over the fencing. You want?
If,
you want
if
to
Dale's
be
okay with
that?
If
are
not,
part
if
of that?
If he doesn't want to do it, I'll oversee it. But
you know,
yeah, I think Art should.
Okay,
that's fine.
That Art be over the fencing. Okay.
Dale, I'm sure you don't mind working with me.
Not at all.
Might I suggest you guys take a camera when you do this, and I also suggest you take a GPS when you do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'll make it easier and more accurate when we do mapping. So do you have both?
I have a GPS and a camera.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Everybody in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So be it.
And just real quick, just to end my ranch report, I went to a meeting with the BLM Tuesday, I think it was, and it was over the livestock grazing plan amendment, the EIS that the BLM's come up with to work with the monument. And I have a comment card here, but if any of you want to, and this is going to be on the minutes, and I'm also going to put it on the website, but you can email comments about your thoughts on grazing. And it's important to mention that there's history behind grazing. There's people coming in saying, oh, well, it's no good, just get rid of it. But a lot of people don't understand. There's been grazing going on for 200 plus years in the West. It's kind of a huge issue. So website is, you know, blm.gov/pgld, and it'll be posted. But if anybody needs any information on any of that, and I gave a copy to Art, and I also have another copy for you, Shauna, right here. But it's something.
You wouldn't tell them that I was also there.
Dale Clarkson was also there, and we shared a cookie and some conversation. It was a good time. But
so you went to the BLM.
I did. And the good thing about this plan is they have no plans on changing anything, which is, you know, some relief. But usually they come in and they say, oh, we're going to cut this. But their plans right now.
So they're basically leaving it the same?
Yeah.
They're saying, we're not making any plans. We want your input.
Yeah.
They know what they're going to do.
They already know.
Mm-hmm. And so don't go to sleep thinking that they're not going to be changed.
What was that website again?
BLM. BLM.gov/PGLD.
PG.
L.
P as in Peter.
L.
Or is it B?
P as in Paul. G as in gold. L.
Is it Larry?
D as in dog.
Okay.
You know someone named Larry?
Do you have anything else, Paul?
You know, going through profit and loss and going through, you know, assets and things. And I have to apologize. I mean, I look at this last year's budget, and you could do a four-year average, and this last year is going to change that average.
Oh, she has.
You know, 300%.
I do know.
You know, Nancy and I really try hard to stay within our budget.
They do.
And you know, it's input from you guys. You know about tires, about repairs, about everything. We communicate.
Changing ranch managers.
And so just.
I mean, that's a big expense.
Just understand that we're here for you guys, and we work hard. And it just really upsets me to see what's happened this last year as far as money goes, because we don't have a lot of it. That's all I have to say for a ranch report.
Okay. The board evaluation report of Paul and Nancy, performance of job. Linda?
Has there been any reports sent out the last 2 or 3 weeks?
No.
I haven't
received
one. What's that? I haven't seen either. To receive an evaluation with? I didn't give an evaluation last month, and I assume that you guys have just tossed it because you're not going to do it.
I thought that discussion was last month that we weren't doing that anymore.
No, we're going to do it every couple of weeks.
It's supposed to be weekly.
Every couple of weeks.
Every couple of weeks.
I think it says weekly.
Does it say weekly?
Not daily.
Weekly.
Not daily, but weekly. Something has gone awry on that.
Nope. We already dropped the ball on that one.
No, we didn't. I guess because we didn't get much response from the first time we did it, did we?
No, it wasn't an evaluation. That was just an updated report.
No, we got evaluations before, but a lot of people wouldn't turn them in.
That's what we're talking about. Last month, we decided that we were going to get reports back from them weekly.
Not
an evaluation every week, but a report back every week.
And I have been horrible at it this month.
Sorry, no.
Well, why don't we, you know, I'm sure Paul and Nancy would like to have a little security, and we've been talking about giving them a contract. We could get that out of the way real fast. It's up for discussion.
Can we hold off after the budget's over?
Well, you know what? I think that's important that they don't have to worry anymore.
I do too. But I think we need to get this budget done.
Yeah, we do. We only have a half an hour. So.
And if we do this, we can do this kind of quickly, and then we can talk about anything.
Well, we're going to need to draw up something anyway. And
a lot.
We can find out where we all stand with it, and then from there we can move. We don't even have to make a motion today. At least they'll know in their mind what we're going to do.
And maybe we can get to that after, though. Yeah. I know I'm chomping at the bit, but we've had 3 months to do this, and we're at the last midnight hour, they say. I want to get it done.
I need to have a budget for next month to put in the QuickBooks.
No,
I
think this is going to be a budget.
Yeah,
basically, I have some questions, yes, but the budget's more important right now.
Yep.
And I have someone here for activities, so I needed 5 minutes. So.
Okay, well, can we do the budget?
Let's do it after the budget, in case we run out of time.
Can we not come back after the funeral?
Nope.
yes, or is that a yes, no?
That's no.
We're not coming back.
We already discussed it. No.
Oh, we're not coming back.
We're not coming back.
All right, so let's move on to this budget. All right. We have a couple of things we need to think about to put these in. You all got a copy of that last revised budget that I sent out? Okay. So now with we're like $400, but we still hadn't addressed the Kubota issue. I already put the ranch house solar batteries in there. Some of the adjustments that Dale submitted so that we would be able to balance this. And you can see on that sheet I sent you, everything in blue was what I took money off of. So we took $1,000 off of the cabins. We took $1,000 off of headquarters. We didn't change the tools. The tools are set at $2,500. I think that should be sufficient, but I think we'll probably use every penny of it. We took $1,000 off the legal fees. We took $4,000 off the fuel, because we know we had the problem in 2013. It shouldn't be as high as what the average was showing. We took $1,000 off of crop management. I don't even know, are we going to do broadcast spike at all? Are we doing that this year?
No.
So.
As far as spike, I mean, spike is one thing. Planting is another.
Right.
And erosion control, that includes right. that category too. So. All right, moving on. So fencing.
There will be planting.
Okay. Will. So fencing, we took $2,000 off that. So fencing, we have $8,000. If we want to keep it, that I'm just saying that's where we made this work at. Kubota, I understand that we still need two more tires.
Looking at the tires that are currently on the Kubota, I'm going to run them until they're bald. But you know, there comes a point in time where
we can only patch.
So you're not going to make the summer.
That's why I'm looking at, you know, next November.
That's still this year. So that still needs to be included. And then clutch work. Now, you were saying a couple thousand, or how much are you estimating for that? Or
did she hand you a price?
No, he didn't give me a price.
Would it be a ballpark?
It's going to be expensive.
She hand that
it's going to be expensive, but it's a needed repair for the four-wheel drive. The shaft is sheared off.
In our email.
So,
where's it located? It's here in town.
Can we?
Buttons. No, it's not.
5,000?
Those guys at Ahern. No. I can't. Four? I don't know.
No idea.
When are they going to give an estimate?
I was going to call them yesterday, but nobody was in the shop when I called. I left a message and they supposed to get back to me. Ahern installed the clutch. They said they adjusted it to spec, whatever Kubota spec is, but. You know, they said they just test drove it in their little parking lot. I said, you didn't take it down the road? You didn't put it in fifth gear? They didn't do anything. They adjusted it to spec, put it on the trailer, and brought it out. If they would have taken off with it, they would have found out, you know, and I thought it was the fan shroud making all the noise. And I took the radiator out, put it all back in, did what I could, and it still made the noise. I had Danny Button come out and look, and he said, you know, the shaft for the four-wheel drive is sheared off.
And he could burn up the clutch if he wanted to.
And he could burn up the clutch. You know, usually you put it first gear in any car, you don't even have to touch the gas and it goes. This here, you have to wind it out to go. If you get on an incline at all, you're not going anywhere.
So he's going to adjust that. But, you know, this kind of equipment, you know, I'm going to use it this year.
Yep.
I don't know if I told Dale this the other, Art this the other day, but I have plans to borrow a 15-foot brush hog from a neighbor. Three times the
That'll work. Save so much time and money. You know, it takes forever with that little one.
It does, but, you know, using it, things happen, things break down, it happens, but I do a lot of the maintenance myself. Joe's going to fix the air conditioning for me, so the summer sweltering heat's not going to be somewhere.
I'm saving the snow now.
Oh. I mean, that's just I don't know what the repairs are going to be. The clutch is already installed, so basically.
Not knowing what the repairs are going to be, I'm thinking that we at least put $5,000 in there. Right now, we have
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it costs.
I'm thinking.
Between just the Kubota or between the Kubota and the grader?
Just the Kubota. Grader's at $2,000. Is that going to be sufficient? We need tires for the grader.
Give us a price,
tires
so
for the grader already.
All right.
We're going to have to get that as.
Rim? Do we need to get another rim for that one?
Nope.
Okay.
I graded to Broad Hollow the other day with some snow. And grader's working great, except it was froze up.
Anybody have anything else besides putting in any other judgment? Like $5,000 for the Kubota, $7,000 for the Kubota, $6,000, what do you want me to put in?
I would leave it at five.
Yeah, I think five would be a good average.
Okay.
It's going to take a good part of that, probably.
And you think
that... I wouldn't be surprised,
unfortunately.
Would the five include the two tires? Or just, you think...
would include the two tires.
Okay, well, we'll go
I actually that. Just checked my prices with Joe here and his prices in Vegas, and they're even better than what he can get, but.
Okay, so we've figured on $600 each before.
Right, and I can get them, I think, for around four.
Okay, well, that will save us some.
That's for the rear or for the fronts?
Fronts.
Yeah, the fronts.
Mm-hmm. Vance, can you hear us? Oh, or Brett, was it you that found it?
Yeah. I'm listening to as much of it as I can. What was I supposed to hear?
No, I'm just asking, between you and Brett, what was the final number on the solar batteries estimate? Do you, 4,500, is that where we were at?
Let me explain you.
Hold on just a minute. Let me look it up.
Okay.
Hey, Davey.
Paul, wasn't that 4,800?
For
the battery?
Vance actually got them for, I believe, $100 a piece less.
But then we talked about just, that was from the company down in Phoenix. Then we thought about just getting it from the company here and having it delivered to the lumber warehouse, whatever.
We had it delivered a couple, three different places in town here.
And what was the price was that? You remember that one?
They were $308 a piece, Vance. That was it? No tax?
Yeah, no, they're $309 a piece, which would be $49.44 delivered.
Okay, so we'll just put $5,000 in there. Okay. And then we can sell the cores back? Is that what you're saying?
No. We'll take them over to St. George and recycle them, and we'll make $500 back.
Cool. So that'll be extra in our little
table. So the real price will be about $4,500, not $5,000.
Okay.
Because we can get leave recoup $500.
Decrease all of these.
So... All right, so we already include the batteries, the solar batteries in the budget. We do have now a reserve amount going that's just called a reserve amount. Bottom line is at $4,000. We have Phil Hall yet to consider, and that's going to take way longer than we have today, but we do need to consider and start talking about that in January, whether we can do something for him. Is there anything else that we are going to talk about adding to the budget that we needed that we don't have yet that you guys can think of?
I don't believe any year we have excused people from paying their assessment. From day one, I don't know any people that have been excused. And yet we are showing that we have $10,000 less income this year than we have. there are way more than that on accounts to be collected. And so I think our budget should show current assessments that come in and late assessments that come in, and that we should budget for the full use of our $475 times 300. And as a board, we need to collect them more quickly. But if they're 3 years old, that still comes into the budget.
Yep.
So every year we have $142,000.
Well, there really isn't 300.
It's not 300.
Because there's seven board members that don't pay. So that's seven less than 300 automatically.
Okay.
Then there's...
that's not a big deal.
Two lots that are...
There's two lots that
owned by
the
association.
Owned by the association that it doesn't pay. And then there's one lot that Billy Hoyt owns that she's exempt from.
Well,
she doesn't
two pay.
And there's usually about two or three deals that are made fairly decent on trade-outs, like Larry Sims putting in the porch. So there's probably about 20 that don't get
paid. Yeah, but putting in the porch should still be into our budget because that could be under...
I'm just saying, we don't have the money coming in to say we can't collect 300. We can collect maybe 20 less than that, but we can't collect the whole 300. That'll never happen.
Putting a number in there like that, supposedly that we get 100% of what can pay or what's supposed to pay, historically has not happened since the beginning of this ranch deal. So it just can't.
Not true.
I
can prove
to you. Okay, well, I can prove to you
that
in the last 1, 2, 3, 4 years it's not happened. And I can guarantee you probably in the last 20 years before that it didn't happen.
Okay, I just wanted to point out the fact that I don't know that we're excusing.
We're not excusing.
$11,000 worth of income each year by saying the budget is short. $132,000 when we're awful close to $142,000.
Doesn't that normally balance out, though? Like, we picked up a couple of checks this year.
Yes, we picked up. And that was this year.
And it gives us more money this year.
Exactly.
So over the, say, a five-year period, it should be closer to where it should be.
Yep.
Not there, but it should be closer.
And it depends, you know, like we went through the rough time financially with most people. Hopefully things are picking up for them and we'll be able to get that past due money, and there's not a whole lot out there on it right now. We had a lot of extra payments this year.
Well, we had more pay this year than any year.
Yeah. So this year is going to be a higher income than normal, but that's going to average out over the last 4 years that I've got numbers for. But increasing the income is just not a way to go. We have to deal with the reality of it. But
we also need to stay on top of it.
Yeah, we do.
We can't let...
Which Linda and I had a meeting with Ben yesterday and went over all that. We're going to have a meeting after the meeting today to go all over that and see. Because we haven't had time in this new board to have an executive session since we've had it.
We need to do that.
And we need to do that, but I want to make sure Linda and I are on the same page and know where these accounts are historically wise so that we can address that. Can we just please plan on being here for a full day in January? We have so much work that we're not getting done that we really need to get done. Every month we push off, we got to get somewhere, but I'm like, we have so much more.
Nobody die.
Yes, nobody die next month.
Nobody does.
So, there we go. Protect us all.
Second.
So right now, the only thing I changed on this budget today from what you have copies of previously, from the last one I sent out, we just went over everything that I minused out to make this budget happen, and then we took out the $6,000 on that category. We still have a $4,400 plus. That's our little cushion, reserve, whatever. The reserve account, that can be called that to satisfy whatever we need to until that gets legal, until we figure out what they require from us.
Okay, you're pulling out the $6,000, but I'd like to kind of end it with that as far as the $4,000. Mm-hmm. And we can discuss that behind the scenes. We don't need to, you know, it's not a big deal right now.
Okay, so are we good with the budget then as it stands with those corrections being made? Before we make a motion to accept it, are we good with that?
Input?
Yeah, sorry, yeah, input.
Before you motion to accept this, we need to include in that motion, if you do accept it, the privilege of going ahead to recategorize some of the things that we spoke about previously that you would like to see itemized in that budget heading. In that, because that's, like I said, on Kevin's
point. That's just, we just need to do that.
You can do that, that's okay. A lot of what you don't change in the budgets is for history, so you can go back and do a four-year comparison.
Right.
And if we do that, that's going to affect that, make it a little more difficult. But we just need to know that if I am going to go ahead and change some of these headings, then it's okay.
Paul?
I don't want to get yelled at.
Whether you guys approve this budget or not, I'd like to add something to, and ever since I've been here, Barbara Button, she said, you know, think of ways to generate some revenue, some income. And, you know, I've thought about a lot of things over the years, and I've talked with a few of you guys about different things, and I think, you know, we have 10 cabins, and if you look at reservations through the year, you know, the 6 months that they're really being used, there's two cabins, sometimes three cabins, that aren't really being used. I'd like to ask for permission to take two cabins offline and add them onto a there's a website, rent something.
Can we do that next meeting?
Right. Anyways, I just need permission to do it because I actually have the Travel Tourism Board here in Kanab, Kane County. They're going to help us promote this thing.
That's a huge discussion. So
right.
That
is.
Well,
I think that's next week. I think it's on the agenda for next month.
Could I look into it? Could I start it? Could I?
We had a liability problem with that, and that was the issue. But that we're not saying no yet. We just have to figure out.
Well, we have a liability problem every time we
do
when a ranch when a member says to the next door neighbor, "Hey, you got 2 weeks out here. You can go out and you get the same liability."
I'm not here to argue the fact. We have some more discussion.
You're discussing it.
Think about it this next month. And
but bringing in more money is one of the things that I wanted in this activity thing. I need a couple minutes, and we got to hurry.
Go ahead, Shauna.
Dan, would you?
We can wait till next month. So
are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. I'm sorry. I asked him to come to be here for the presentation for us. And
didn't know
we were going. Yeah, we didn't know we had to be, no.
Any more input on the budget with those corrections being made? So I make a motion that we approve the budget as it stands.
Anybody?
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
How many ayes
do we have?
How many? Where's Dave? What, Dave? Dave, are you on there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dave?
As far as this thing goes...
Yeah.
Did you hear all that?
On the other end of it, you hear about 20% of the meeting.
I think it's a waste.
Just to let you know, they make a little thing for $20 that he can hook on there, that he could hear everything crystal clear.
Okay.
And we can hear him.
Okay. Okay. The proposal or the, what was the?
The motion.
Accepting
was to accept the budget as it is written right now.
No, with the adjustments made.
With the adjustments made.
But I don't know if he could have heard all them on.
Yeah. He's been here this.
I approve.
He approved.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
We have an approved balanced budget. Woo!
Well, I think it should.
To you tonight.
It should be acknowledged that a budget is a guide. And that there's still going to be changes.
Yes.
And I hope we don't spend half our life arguing over the changes.
We don't need to argue. We need to discuss.
That's it.
And so this is a guide. We go from there.
Good. I'd like to bring up the branch managers again. They're sitting out there in limbo, not knowing what's going to happen from day to day. Anybody have want to bring up something about the...
Good time?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for our ranch managers for doing such an outstanding job. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
That's from the whole membership.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
And I think Dale said it all in his little note. I don't know if you got it.
I just got chills.
I think
it's the cookies.
I think talking about ranch managers, contract. You're going to think I'm bad, but I'm definitely against this year.
Okay.
I think that even the performance that they've done, they've cleaned up some things. There's many things that they still have not. And the reason I took $1,000 off all these different budget items is because those are items that Paul and Nancy are hired to do. So you look down through the list. Paul and Nancy are hired to do those things. I would like to encourage them and support them in doing those things, and then try to put together a budget that, or not a budget, but a contract that complements what they have done, not what they're going to do. I think that we could spend, again, an hour on things that they could have done or should have done, and they have not. And so we still do not have our communication, our reporting system. There's a lot of things that we do not have, so I'm not in favor of a contract.
Okay, well, I think we can blame ourselves for that. He mentioned it earlier.
Yes.
If we got a project for him, we need to be verbal with him and tell him. And just to say, okay, they didn't do this, they didn't do that, I don't want to micromanage him at all. But if we give him a list of stuff to do, I'm sure he'll do it. Or the both of them have no problem working. I mean, I don't think that's an issue. But I know I dropped the ball too. You know, you see things you want, but do we go tell them? And if we could be a little more with the emails back and forth to them, which a lot of them they don't see half of what we, you know, email back and forth.
Say something if you want to do it.
And
what's that?
You better say something if you want to keep doing it the way with the liaison.
Well, I mean, a lot of it is.
If I say it, it's not going to make any difference.
You know, we haven't just been here 6 months. And I don't know. I mean, Dale's been a part of the board for
30 years.
As long as I can remember being here, plus 20 years before that, 25 years. Zero response from anything that I've emailed.
Well, I've told you certain things to do, and you have not done them.
I've never emailed you and had a response back.
I just talked to you.
Okay.
But that's not the process that we set up, Dale.
Well, you know, I try and communicate, and I'd like to meet on a regular basis with all of you guys. I know that's hard to do, but I'm out there trying to do the best I can for you guys. My day is kind of, you know, filled with a lot of different activities, and I ask for your guys' response. Maybe I'm going to different activities, but I need some response. There is a million things to do out there. The two of us have a hard time staying on track, doing this, because there's all of that to do.
Well, listen to what Dale said, right? And what you're saying. Yeah. I think what it is you need to take responsibility and go to the, hey, call me.
Right.
Call Dale. Say, look, what do you got going? Call Joe. Mm-hmm. You know, he's in charge of the roads. I'm in charge of the communications. And, you know,
and now the fencing.
Well,
what's that?
And now the fencing.
A lot of times, I don't get in the house until 9, 10 o'clock. I'm not going to call you at 10 o'clock.
You know,
you can call anytime.
Just shoot out an email and say, hey, this is what I've been doing. I've been reporting. This is what I've done all week. This is what I've done all month. You guys have seen it.
Like, send the report.
So if we drop the ball as board members,
yes,
which we have,
yes,
you know, you need to step in and say, okay, I don't want to take the heat for not doing something, so what do you want?
Right.
It'd be simple.
You know what? He's doing that now. Dale has an issue with having come to Paul and not having things done. Dale needs to go to Linda and put it on our top 10 list of what needs to be done and then go back.
No.
Yeah, it should be that way. That's what we decided.
Dale can go to him and suggest.
No.
No.
And then,
that's breaking our chain.
It should.
The chain works.
I talked to Paul, and that's basically what we, you know, yes, he told me he works for himself.
There has to be somebody in the middle, because a year from now, hey, how come you haven't done this?
Right. Like this meeting now. 3 months ago, you all didn't want to do the evaluations. So now we have Dale come up and say, you're not doing what I want you to do. This eliminates that.
I know it does, but what I'm saying is I can go to Paul, I'm an adult, he's an adult, and I can suggest something. I'm not telling him to go out and fix something right then. I'm suggesting it. Paul, if one of the board members suggests something to him, he will take care of it. I always run it by Linda first. If I'm going to suggest something, she needs to be kept in the loop.
That's right.
But there's no reason why Dale can't go to him and say, hey, I want you more, and I would like you more on the brush hog.
But do you think he could get that done quicker, faster, by going through Linda and say, put this on our list?
Sometimes it does. Sometimes, you know.
But if he's there and talking
to Paul. It always goes, you guys, you don't understand.
Go ahead, son, speak your piece.
The thing is, if you tell me what you want him to do, he's not having to visit the six different people, which takes up time.
We're all going to
live,
why should one person not?
Right, right.
Let's keep it the same.
I just like the idea that I can talk to him
and
just say, okay, let's run this by Linda. Maybe we can do this.
We're always there.
And she's a couple times.
And Linda's not our boss.
I'm not running.
That's what I'm saying. If we suggest something, she can go to Linda.
She just keeps the accountability between the
parties. I think it's just a communication problem with that. I really do. I think if we want Paul to do something, I'm sure he'll do it.
As far as phone calls, I'm up every night, 10 o'clock Vegas time. I wake up at 9:30 p.m. in the morning, 9 p.m. in the afternoon. So you got a half hour to call.
Yeah, and make sure it's not.
I'm up to 10 on the morning. I'm usually up at 9
o'clock. I'm up at midnight every night.
So I'm making a motion that we adjourn.
Do I hear a second? I wish we didn't have to because I don't like funerals.
We just need to commit to more time next month. If it takes all day, we say all day.
Joe, second it. Favor. Aye.
Is everybody unanimous?
Opposed.
Okay. Guys, it was a pleasure.